Let's get out of the city for a few moments and talk about Whatcom County. Let's begin 25 miles east of here at the North Fork Community Library in Kendall. The library is right in front of a roundabout where Highway 542 veers due east and heads toward Mount Baker. And on Saturdays from June through October, it hosts a farmer's market. That's where I see Diane and Steve Thorne, who are leaving with a full bag.
I got sweet peppers, I got tomatoes, I got spinach, I got beets.
The Thornes have lived here for decades, but they do seasonal work in Alaska, so they usually miss the market. But earlier, Diane was chatting with a friend.
We were talking about going to town to go shopping, and I said, I don't want to go to town. And then she said, oh, the farmer's market's happening. I was like, perfect.
How far is town?
Bellingham.
Some 40 minutes away. And that, says library manager Alexa Andrews, is another part of this story.
Well, we had a grocery store, I say nearby, but it's still 15, 17 minutes away.
It was an IGA at Nugent's Corner, and it shut down a couple years ago.
It's still sitting empty, the IGA that was there, and so nothing has really grown up to replace it yet.
There are some smaller stores, but the nearest big grocery store is in Bellingham. So by hosting the Twin Sisters Farmers Market, the library is helping fill a community need, quick access to good produce. The North Fork Community Library offers a window into this place, Kendall, and the surrounding foothills region. And the Whatcom County Library System as a whole gives us a lot of views into the various communities it serves. Christine Perkins is the executive director of the Whatcom County Library System. Besides the North Fork Library, they have locations in Deming, Everson, Ferndale.
Lummi Island, so you have to take a ferry to get to that one.
They're in Sumas, Linden, and they have a South Whatcom Library near Sudden Valley, as well as a library in Point Roberts.
One of the few libraries in the country that you have to cross two international borders to get to.
Because Point Roberts is on that piece of Washington State that sort of hangs off of British Columbia. Perkins says the libraries offer glimpses into the different needs of the places they serve.
And maybe in a particular community, their needs are fresh produce. In another community, there needs to be intellectually stimulating activities for seniors to do so that they can remain independent in their community. In another one, it might be a need for young parents to interact with other young parents in a place that's free of charge and that gives them the skills they need to be able to introduce their kids to books and learning in a way that sets them up for a lifetime of success.
Who's that real big bunch of green?
Back in the parking lot at the North Fork Community Library, farmer Sean Daniolo is helping some customers sort through the greens.
Yeah, it's a chicory.
Oh.
Have you tried it?
Uh-uh.
You should give it a try.
His place is called Monkey Puzzle Farm. It's just south of here near Van Zandt.
Almost everyone who lives out here makes at least a once a week town run, right? And they could get whatever they need.
But Daniolo says the market has a loyal following and that plenty of people tell him they don't buy produce in Bellingham, but rather wait until Saturday to get it here.
Probably 60 or 70% of the folks come through we see every week.
What makes the market really work, he says, is that people are glad to see local farmers bringing fresh produce for sale so nearby.
$3.
Cool. Perfect.
That, and the fact that the market, like the library that hosts it, connects them to their neighbors and fosters a sense of community.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.